So the next topic that I think we'll cover is dark matter. Okay. Dark matter was originally mentioned, I think, in the late 1800s. Geez, I want to say Kelvin may have been one of the first guys to think that there was more mass than what they could count. No, there was this wiki and others who, in the early half of the 20th century, began seeing things they could not quite explain. And again, dark matter was referenced, but it didn't really gain much traction back then. It was not until the 70s, I want to say Vera Rubin, maybe. She began studying the speed of galactic rotations and came up with the fact that there is more. Well, we can't explain why certain galaxies are not falling apart and stars go flying out. We also can't explain certain areas where we see gravitational lensing occurring, where we don't believe there's any mass. Okay, so we called it dark matter because we didn't know what it is, but really, what it is an incomplete understanding of gravity at cosmic scales, similar to how dark energy was something that we thought was inside of our universe, but it turns out to be something caused by something technically outside of our visible universe. Dark matter is a little different. It may not exist as something inside our universe. It may actually exist as a different understanding of how gravity may work. Now, our best understanding of gravity is called special relativity. I'm sorry, geez, general relativity. You guys probably heard Albert Einstein, and in the 19, oh geez, was it? It's either 1905 or 1915. I want to say he did special relativity, then general, maybe. So we'll say maybe around 1915, give or take, somewhere in there. I don't know if he was still working as a patent officer or not at this time, but no, I'm assuming by this time he was well in his way of being a world-renowned scientist at this point. But either way, general relativity is Einstein's explanation for gravity, and it produces the most accurate ability to make predictions on the movement of celestial bodies. One thing that it may overlook is it relegated gravity as a force to instead be a warping of space-time. So instead of calling it a force of attraction, it's a warping of space-time, and it is the warping of space-time that causes bodies that would otherwise want to move in a straight line to follow curved paths. Curved geodesics created as mass warps space-time. Okay? What I feel is something that was ignored or overlooked is the fact there still has to be some underlying force causing the warping of space and time. Okay? So I believe that all bodies send out spheres of influence. These spheres of influence can include electromagnetic radiation in the form of light or other black body radiation, per se. It may include a gravitational attraction as well as a magnetic attraction or repulsion. Waves, wherever possible, will try to move in all three dimensions, and I believe that waves are waves encounter resistance in different mediums, and that dictates how freely they can move in all three dimensions. If we accept the likelihood that gravity moves in waves, we would expect it to die off over time, an inverse square law type of structure to space-time. We see this dissipating strength over distance, And if these were waves that dissipated over time, because we have to convert a little bit of the energy that's contained in the amplitude into each additional wavelength over time. And so these waves would slowly diminish. It is the attraction occurring within these waves of gravitational attraction that causes the warping of space and time. In a later podcast, we'll actually discuss why space-time can be warped by mass. But for now, let's just say that if there were gravitational waves responsible for the force of gravity tugging on space-time and causing it to warp and bend, then what we know about wave mechanics is that waves in phase will increase in amplitude. So if we have bodies sharing the same relative trajectory and relative velocity, a pocket of space-time, each sending out gravitational waves, then to a body not contained within that frame of reference, but external to it, it could see an aggregation of those waves, because waves in phase will increase in amplitude. When you increase the amplitude of a wave, you increase the energy carried by that wave, but it is not increased linearly. It is an exponential increase in the amount of energy carried by a wave when you have multiple waves in phase. Think of 1,000 flashlights all together. They will appear brighter and stronger at a much further distance than those individual flashlights if they were separated from each other. Okay? If you took those 100 flashlights and moved them all in different directions, so they were all juxtaposed a little bit and moving randomly, they would not produce the same strength at a distance that they can if they're all moving together. So using this as one possibility for our incomplete understanding of cosmic gravity, we could then extrapolate a formula potentially, and there's experiments. We can do experiments to prove aggregate gravity is created by multiple bodies moving as one. The other secondary part of dark matter, I believe, is because we have overlapping gravity wells. I believe, now each independent gravity well can cause its own time dilation and its own sort of impacts on the nature, space, and time. I believe that when you have overlapping gravity wells, significantly strong overlapping gravity wells, the potential exists that if those bodies happen to be in phase, we could see greater time dilation and potentially greater warping of space-time in those areas with certain overlap. So potentially in something like the bullet cluster, where in between the mass we see the gravitational lensing, that very well could be the barycenter between two massive amounts, thus causing an appearance of a gravitational lensing where we don't predict the mass to be. It's also possible to test this theory, possibly with thousands of highly synchronized chronometers spread out across the outside of our heliosphere, maybe throughout the inside of our solar system. Maybe we can measure it, but most likely we need to be outside of the direct impact of the overlapping gravity wells of what's inside of our visible heliosphere, and potentially someday be able to see how interactions occur outside of that. But even within our own heliosphere, if we can create areas of near perfect zero G, there's lots of experiments we can do to kind of test and confirm that there is some type of a wave of gravity and an aggregation of those waves. And in doing so, if we can conduct experiments, very, very sensitive experiments, we may be able to come up with a formula that then explains the dark matter that does not exist, but explains it in a way that we can then make sense of the observations we see and why we predict that the outermost star systems are not being flung into space at the speeds they're currently rotating. Because there's so much more attracting them because of the different bodies moving together. There is also a third possibility. It is part of this, and it goes to what I call aggregate gravity, where A pulls on B, B pulls on C, but because A is pulling on B and B is pulling on C, the total net impact between A and B is increased marginally because C is in the middle of them. And if you put D and C and E and G and H between them, there is a potential for the aggregate attraction between the two endpoints to be greater than the individual sum of the attractions of the bodies. So there's three potential thoughts as to what dark matter could be and potentially experiments we can do to verify if any of them hold water. Of my different theories, I would say, although I'm comfortable, it is a sound explanation for dark matter. Without the ability to conduct the experiments, it's pure theory. So it is the least validated theories of my theory of everything per se, in that you can have these bodies. You can have the other theories like successive collision theory and even my subquantum theories, all being accurate, and the solution to dark matter could be way off. Okay, I accept that. I'm guessing with insufficient data to back up my guess. Okay, I accept that. Time will tell. Okay, so those are some of the reasons I believe we may have dark matter. Okay, cheers. Live long and prosper. May the force be with you. 42.